so that I can understand him. I got to be able to do that. I got to study and ask God to give me wisdom on how to do these things. So I've been pondering and meditating on some things, and God's been giving me some a little bit of understanding. I'm going to share what he has given me to you. Now, one thing I want to say about my husband, when we first met, he's always been the kind of man who wanted to understand me. I remember when we first met, I had just got out of my 20s, and I was like 32 or 33. I had just turned, and I was just getting in my 30s. But I had PMS really, really bad, premenstrual syndrome. I don't know if you know what that is, but at that time, that's what they called it. And a lot of doctors really didn't know what it was. They were just now coming into the knowledge of it, especially the military doctors. And there was not a lot of books out on it. And I was really going through emotional, hormonal changes that, I mean, it was freaking me out. I mean, once a month, I would really go into a different mode. It was really crazy behavior that I was distributing because of my cycle. I'm not trying to get too dramatic for you. I know you men can't. But anyway, we found a book, and he read the book about premenstrual syndrome. And it was a new book that just came out because he wanted to understand what I was going through. So as women, we have to understand what our husbands go through at different cycles and phases in their life. Amen? So I'm encouraging you to do that as women. But also today I want to encourage the women because you're so special. See, we made so differently. Now, I read that scripture about Adam and Eve because in this particular scripture, he blames the wife. He tells God, God, it was the woman you gave me, the reason why I did what I did. But I'm going to read this in your hearing, okay? Please be patient with me because I'm going to share with you. After I read it, you'll understand a little bit. I'm going to walk and read. There is a second reason for forming Eve out of Adam. It is related in a way to the first. And yet, in some respects, it stands as an entirely independent issue. We have already touched upon it several times in this particular book, but we must bring it forward again here because it forms a starting point for much that follows in the next two chapters. One day, a savior was to be born in the line of Adam, made in the likeness of sinful flesh, Romans 8:3. But escaping the entail of corruption, which man can no longer escape in his flesh, if he is begotten and born by natural union of male and female seed, it now appears that the poison introduced in Adam's body also reached Adam's seed and germ. By contrast, however, that same poison, though equally damaging to Eve's body as it was in Adam's, did not apparently reach her seed. Adam and Eve were both literally poisoned to death. But this important respect that while the seed of a man was also infected by the poison, the seed of the woman evidently was not. And in this respect, the body of the man and the body of a woman are still constituted differently in a way that is crucial to the working out of the plan of redemption. I think we have to conclude from the subsequent course of events in Scripture, which lead up to the virgin birth, that the body of Eve and all the bodies of all female descendants of Eve from that day forward provided and continue to provide a housing which is uniquely protected her seed in the way that Adam's body did not protect his. And this becomes highly significant to refer, as Scripture does, to the promise of the coming Redeemer as being the seed of the woman, as opposed to the seed of man, while at the same time tracing the Savior back step by step, not to Eve, but to Adam, Luke 3:38. Clearly, if Eve was indeed derived from Adam, then the seed of the woman is originally the seed of Adam. And thus to recall the savior of the son of Adam, the son of man, rather than the son of Eve, in spite of the wording in Genesis 3:15. Did y'all follow me? You see, even though Adam's seed was poisoned, God redeemed the seed by pulling the woman out before the fall. Listen to this. What if Eve had not been separated from Adam until after the fall? when he